we're joined by our featured guest of the evening, our main featured guest of the evening. We're joined on the line by Mari Sterling. You know and love him on Showtime's great, great show, Homeland. Mari, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm great, you guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, absolutely. Ain't absolutely. Bad. Big, big fans. I mean, a big show. Big show, Homeland. Was a huge, huge show.
Yeah, huge show, and has been... I still pinch myself as an unexpected ride, especially for that character. So it's just been an amazing thing to be a part of.
Now, I need to ask you, just as a matter of record, how do you, as a cast member, pronounce the name of your show?
How do I pronounce Homeland?
Thank you.
Homeland.
Thank you.
Homeland.
I've never even thought I would say Homeland. Homeland.
Yes. Okay. Tim is a proponent of Homeland.
Homeland. I'm a slightly accelerated.
I have tried to correct him a number of times. Thank you.
Now I've got to ask you, Mari, though, about the perception of the show. I mean, I remember the early seasons were phenomenally well received. They were all great seasons. But do you find that the show kind of changed as the conversation around its subject matter changed? It did seem that we looked at these sort of topics differently as the years went by.
I feel like the show got more current, especially season four. I think there was the Brody storyline, which I think was, I'm not sure if they expected to pursue that storyline as far as they did, and then at the change of season three when he goes, and then season four, I think that's when they said, hey, let's go for broke, start afresh,
right,
and dive into the really current stuff.
And it attracted such a phenomenally loyal audience. I mean, it won awards. It got great respect from people in the industry. It got a huge, huge fan base. While talking about things in a way that other shows weren't talking about it.
I feel like they've just been... I mean, I think the greatest thing about being an actor on a show like that is the writing and how... I was talking to one of the new writers this season who she said... It was her first season, and she said, yeah, I think I did 42 drafts. So I think that in that writing room, they just pound it out, and it's been so smart. It makes my job so easy because I think of what they're committed to do in the writer's room and how thorough they want to be and how much they just want to challenge the audience. I mean, some of my favorite scenes are when sort of Claire gets called out in either her craziness or bad decision making, that is constant. That's what I love about the show.
I mean, a flawed heroine. Flawed, but still incredibly, incredibly compelling. Now, I've got to also ask you, this is a golden age of TV. What other things are you watching? What other things, maybe hidden jewels or guilty pleasures? What do you watch that you just want to shout it out from a rooftop?
My wife just got me into a show. She's getting into these cooking shows that I never really expected to be a part of my life. So everybody, Feed Phil has been on our list. We've been complete junkies for European crime dramas.
Oh, those are good.
And we've just gone nuts. So there's
like the Wallanders and the.
Yeah, the Wallanders. If there's a Volvo in it, we're really happy.
Oh, my. There's something about...
Those Scandinavian crime dramas.
There's something about a serial killer driving away in a Volvo. Which you can get that made. That's all you need to say to Netflix or Hulu. You get the check.
Yeah.
It's a serial killer in a Volvo.
Serial killer, and we've got Volvos. And they're like, yeah, great, we're in.
Lots of IKEA furniture, you know, everyone...
IKEA furniture, and some creepy stuff.
And so what else? What other shows?
Witnesses, Les Témoins, we've been watching, which is a French show. What else? We've been watching The Forest.
I've heard good things about The Forest.
French show.
Homeland comes from an Israeli show.
Good point.
Yeah, The Prisoners of War.
Have you seen it at all?
I have not seen it.
Well, you don't want it to cloud your interpretation of the show, especially in the early seasons. I guess now, it's like The Office.
Exactly.
The Office in England went like 12 episodes. Right. Here it went like 400. Uh-huh. It ran for like 9 years. Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you, you mentioned earlier, Mari, about good writing. You're now involved in a great bit of theater, which is a great bit of writing. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
I can, and thank you for letting us come on and talk about it, because theater is near and dear to my heart. The show is called Mayakovsky and Stalin. It's written by Murray Mednick, who's the real deal. He's just a real artist.
Anything to do with Stalin, we're in.
Yeah, we're all in.
Pretty much. Again, like, we got Stalin and Volvos in your...
Yeah,
So it's a play, as the title would suggest, about this poet Mayakovsky and Stalin, who had this odd relationship during the Soviet era as Stalin was coming to power. Mayakovsky was not necessarily a good poet, but he ended up being promoted and sort of nationalized by Stalin. So the play is about these sort of two worlds colliding, and centering around Mayakovsky, who ended up killing himself, and Stalin's second wife, Nadia, who killed herself. Mm-hmm. So sort of these crossover themes. So yeah, it's good, dark, intense Russian stuff. But
yes, the feel-good Murray's story right. of the season.
Yeah,
feel-good, uplifting, happy ending, everybody dies.
The song and dance at the end is just... But it's great. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, in some rehearsals, I say, can we do the musical version? Because I think that would be maybe more effective.
But it sounds like really thick soup. It sounds like really, really kind of meaningful conversation about these historical issues. And historical dramas can be a bit tough for people to get their teeth into. But if you've got it sounds like this does, that it has this just compelling storyline.
Yeah. Murray's amazingly talented, and what's really been fun in the last couple of days is we've gotten into the lounge theater where we're performing, and we're getting to see how he's been thinking about it visually too. It's a really stunning sort of visual, sound, technical concept that's going with it as well, that I think it's going to make it a real theatrical experience. So you'll get the language, you'll get the history, and you'll also get some sort of beautiful imagery, and it's intense, and certainly in terms of what's going on in the world right now.
Absolutely.
There's lots of fun themes to, you know, cross over and think about.
And it's in the lounge theater, right? Right in the middle of Hollywood. You don't have to go out to you know, the further parts of L.A. to see this.
No. Center of town, right there in Santa Monica Boulevard, just east of Boulevard, just east of Vine. We open this coming Saturday, the 21st, and we run through the 19th, and I think we have shows Friday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3.
Okay. Maury, there's one other thing I need to congratulate you on. I understand you hail from Mill Valley, California.
I do.
You do.
I do hail from Mill Valley, California.
I grew up in Ross, California.
Hey, right
yes,
on.
So we are among the great luminaries to come out of Marin County, including Robin Williams and Sam Rockwell.
Yep. I've heard of them.
Yes. You know, we're it's a great place in the world.
I say it's a very spoiled childhood.
I've noticed that in Dave since I think I met him, that he had that childhood. I want to ask you one final question, Maury. Is there a website? Is there a way of people getting information, ordering tickets? Where can you direct people?
Website is plays411.com/Stalin. So, yeah, plays411.com/Stalin. I'll get you all the info, ticket information, and everything.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Maury Sterling. We love you in Showtime's homeland and really love the fact that you're doing live theater here in Southern California. Thank you so much for being part of the bigger picture.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, guys. Night.
Friends and neighbors.